B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we do something called War of the Roses. If you've never heard of it before, we do it Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:50, and it's where someone calls us needing our help because they think their significant other is cheating. So we call that significant other, offer them romantic roses to send to someone who they love, and if they don't send it to their boyfriend or girlfriend, and they send it to someone else, that's a good idea that they're cheating.
And I actually ran into someone last week who listens to the show. She's a third shifter, and she gets us from 6 to 6:45. That's it. And she never hears War of the Roses, never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? So I said, well, you can go on the podcast. You can actually tell your in-home listening system, Alexa. I just set up the Alexa.
Yes.
You can tell Alexa to play the War of the Roses podcast, and that's all you'll get is War of the Roses. So yesterday we had an interesting one. We found out that, Leslie wanted to find out if Mark was cheating.
Yes, Mark is a telemarketer. So he calls you and tries to push products on you, which I hate telemarketers. And he's been working late.
So he sends the romantic roses, Loren, to someone named Rena. And this is where we have a question for y'all this morning, because we want to know how often this happens. Leslie finds out that it's Rena, and then she goes on to say this. Here's a little clip from the war.
No, it really has not been going on that long. It started small and then it kind of just escalated. It really hasn't gone on.
For the last 3 months, you've been going to Rena's house. When I have met Rena, and Rena's been smiling in my face, we've had conversations, and then you do...
Right there. When you actually met the person that was cheating on you and you had no idea, whether it was a friend, whether it was your partner's coworker, whoever it was, 704-570-9595, we're wanting to know, did you know the person you were cheated on with?
So shady.
Did it ever happen to you where you looked at the person in the eye, shook their hand, gave them a hug, and then found out that they were the ones that were being deceitful behind your back? That's the worst.
Yeah, but I was a kid still. Like, I was in high school when my boyfriend at the time cheated on me right before prom, and I caught them together. And the girl was somebody who was my best friend a couple years earlier.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend back when I was pretending to be straight. And
Those are the days.
And I remember I was with her, and I noticed my best friend's high school ring, and I was like, "That's weird. Why is my best friend's high school ring here?" And then come to find out, them two were sleeping together.
Mm.
But I didn't care because I was gay,
right? Right.
You stayed friends with that guy, right?
Yeah, I was like, so okay. Don't do that.
Yeah,
because this is my girlfriend.
Yeah, this happened to me when I was in college. Guy I was real good friends with. In fact, I did the college radio show with him. He looked like Troy Aikman, the old football player for the Dallas Cowboys, so we called him Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating this one woman, and Aikman would, and she would come in and hang out in the radio studio in college with us, and I thought she was there for me. Little did I know they were seeing each other behind my back.
Oh, no.
The whole time.
Oh, it's so weird. Because then you start, like, going back in your memory, and, like, was there, like, signs, or were they doing something?
Yes, there were signs.
You know what I mean? Like, you missed it at the time, but...
One of the signs was I left the party before they did.
Yeah, that's not good,
that
bud.
That ain't a good sign. I was like, I'm leaving, and her name, I forget her name. Let's say Lisa. I said, Lisa, you coming? She goes, no, I'm going to stay here. I'll hang out.
How come Lisa and Aikman's been in the bathroom for the past 40 minutes?
I don't know, but lucky for you two, it broke up the Maney and Aikman show, and now it's the Maney Roy Loren show, which is nice. But 704-570-9595, I'm sure this happens a lot where you actually met the person who was cheating on you, but you didn't know it at the time. Like, they were being deceitful behind your back. They knew it, because let's be honest, Rena, when Rena said hi to Leslie on that War of the Roses,
yeah, she knew.
She knew she was sleeping with her man.
Yeah, let's talk with Chris in Concord. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Maney and Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, man, we're doing really well. So tell us what happened.
Well, you know, we all go to the same, and we try to
he said the same church.
So I would actually go to work and come home, and there's, you know, just been some problems with a friend of mine, and, you know, you go to church with them, and you try to, you know, do the best you know how to do because of things that you've been through in your life, and... Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, let me help you along. Like, did someone at that you went to church with was messing around with your wife?
Yes.
Really?
And you have to see that person every Sunday?
Every Sunday, we were friends. We went over to him and his wife's house. They were having problems, and it was crazy how he, like, started inviting himself over, like, for grill outs. Hey, man, you want to grill out? And he would invite himself over to my house within the whole time.
But not to be with you. It was to be with your wife.
Right.
Oh, that's sick.
Wow.
That's church, y'all.
He needs to say an extra prayer.
Yes.
All right, this is Sarah in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Who'd you know, Sarah, that was actually doing the cheating?
It was one of my exes, and he was, I asked him multiple times, and he was hooking up with this, like, freshman girl, and she added me on Twitter, and, like, all out of the blue, just added me on Twitter and tried to be my best friend, and would always tweet me and be like, oh, you're so pretty, like, I want to be your friend, this and that, and I was just like, okay, girl, whatever, and I asked my ex if he knew who she was, and he was like, oh yeah, she's hooking up with one of my friends. And I had asked him about it because she had posted pictures in his apartment. Like, I'm not stupid, but
yeah.
I was just like, okay, I'll believe you if you say so. But I ended up finding out that he was cheating on me with her, and I'm like, why would you try to be my friend?
How many times do you think you met her while they were cheating?
Probably a good handful of times.
And that makes us feel so dumb because, like Roy said about my situation, the signs were there and you just want to hit yourself in the face and be like, why didn't you notice? But you just didn't know.
Yeah.
I asked him to his face and he was just like, no, like, oh my God, that's gross. No. And I'm like, well, all right. I don't know.
You should have done War of the Roses, Sarah. Yeah. That's what you should have done.
I know.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
704 just texted in and said, my ex cheated on me with my best friend over 10 years. They were fooling around while I was asleep in the same house.
Oh.
And I found out while she asked me to hold her cell phone while she got a tattoo, and he sent her an very, very adult video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you tell the tattoo artist to tattoo something ridiculous on her at that point?
Can you change that tattoo to cheater?
Let's quickly talk with Tina and Chester. Tina, we don't have much time, but tell us your story. Okay, well, Tina,
that was really
she was
good.
So respectful of our time, she hung up.
That was a real quick story, Tina. Thank you.
Producer Nicole, what you heard her story. It said 20 years marriage?
Yeah, she was married for 17 years and had a best friend of 20 years, found out that she was pregnant with his kid.
Oh man. Years of lies. Mm. Years of lies. Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.